section. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that the country will file a legal case against the United States for imposing sanctions against the Islamic Republic.
The Vice President for Legal Affairs, as well as the Justice and Foreign Ministers, are in charge of formulating a bill aimed at filing a legal case against all those in the United States who are involved in anti-Iran sanctions that are crimes against humanity.
Rouhani says that the world must realize that the U.S. sanctions are not against the Iranian government or the country's nuclear program. They are against the Iranian people, affecting their lives, food and medicine. The Iranian president also said that a bill his administration is preparing will specify measures to counter the U.S. actions. Rouhani was speaking to reporters after the last cabinet meeting in the current Iranian year, which will end on Wednesday. The president noted that the United States is pressuring the Iranian nation to restore its dominance. Rouhani says that Washington will not achieve its goal because the Iranian nation will keep resisting it. Now, we'll discuss that issue. Joining me will be Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today, who is joining us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And also we have Adriel Casenta, Political Analyst, who is joining us out of London. Good to see you both, gentlemen. Let me start with Mr. Dean. Do you agree with what President Rouhani is saying, that the sanctions are not actually against the Iranian nuclear program or against the Iranian government? It's directly affecting people's lives.
Absolutely. Sanctions are generally always against the people because the underlying purpose here is regime change. And to get regime change, they want to do that domestically by creating political chaos, which unfortunately and or fortunately, they have not been successful in Iran. There has been an opposition. And even with the foreign parties backing, which we know, the terrorist strikes in Iran, the assassinations of the nuclear scientists were also a terrorist campaign by the Gulf Coalition people. Yes, this is it is a war against the people. But so Iran finally taking this legal action, although the U.S. obviously is not going to be bound by anyone saying what they're doing is illegal, it's still a good move for Iran because it shows the U.S. is just basically saying we're not accepting any international judicial decision over anything that we do. And that further isolates the U.S. as being the rogue nation in the room. Mm-hmm. And then the other situation we have is more heat needs to be put on the UN for major countries taking decisions that used to be done by unanimous votes of the UN Security Council. The U.S. now has basically told the UN that it will do whatever it wants to do, things that used to be done with a full vote, it is doing on its own. And the U.S. has been very, very meek about this. And the UN member nations have to take a look now as to whether their organization is being made a fool of by the U.S. And it's really time to sit down and take a look at the UN and say, is this really serving any major purpose for us now to stop things going on like the U.S. is doing? If one powerful member with a big military who still holds a veto and a vote in the UN says, we're going to use the UN to approve what we want if we can get them to do it, and if not, we're going to do it anyway. It's basically made a joke out of the UN, and the UN has basically not done anything about it.
All right, now let's go to London. Adriel, Mr. Dean mentioned the fact that the U.S. is doing this unilaterally. You know, President Trump unilaterally pulled his country and administration out of the Iran nuclear deal, JCPOA. Whereas it was a deal with world powers, including the U.S. administration, not Mr. Trump himself. So he had to preserve it, you know, because he cannot change it when, you know, presidents come and go. Anyway, he did it unilaterally. And again, he unilaterally reimposed sanctions on Tehran. And Tehran is now saying he's going to file a lawsuit. What do you think is the right way? Because some analysts say that it's a good thing for President Rouhani to decide to push this legally against the U.S., but it will not get anywhere.
Well, thank you for asking me this very crucial question. I think that you obviously, I mean, you've provided already an answer to your question, because it is very crucial and very important step from the Iranian government that they issue and file a judiciary case against the United States, which is clearly violating human rights in this case, and is violating respect for the international law. But what you are going to achieve with that? Clearly, United States, by also we can trace back to what they are doing with regards to war crimes investigations, investigators working with International Criminal Court, that Mr. Pompeo just banned any war crimes investigators to enter United States with regards to investigation related to their crimes committed in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So what America is saying, or the current government of Donald Trump is saying, is that they don't have any respect for the international law, and as the biggest country and the most powerful country in the world, they feel that they are not bound by any rules. So even though that it is very significant from the Iranian government to make this this step to show to the world that it is not allowing to be bullied by United States, but what we in Iranian government is aiming to achieve, we know that International Court of Justice last year ruled against the United States.
That's true.
That barring any humanitarian aid, food.
Yes, and Mr. Trump is going to punish its members now.
Exactly. So we already hear the ruling from the International Court of Justice, but we know what law says, but we know what United States does. So I'm not sure what in this earth or in this planet is going to be to happen in order to force United States to play according to the rule
of
the game.
Let's look at it in a different way, but we have a very limited time. I'll give you each 1 minute, please. Mr. Dean, what do you recommend that Iran do in such situation, briefly, please?
Iran has to play its hand very, very cool. It's stressed over and over again. It's fully on with their military, and everything they have is there on defense. But they have to be very careful, because they're allied against not only the U.S., but the Gulf states and Israel and Saudi Arabia. They're up against the whole gang that are basically saying, we do not want Iran to have any influence in the country, in the region, including economically, and that they may try to do anything they can to trigger a conflict to bring it to an end that's to their advantage.
Now, Adriel, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with the other commentator that Iran has to be very careful. You have to obey the law, and hopefully other world powers like China and Russia will back you and somehow will force United States to obey the law, because this is the only thing that we can do. You can't, you know, make any mistake, because as other commentators said, there's not only United States involved in trying to play you out, I would say, but also Israel is, holding a lot of stakes withdrawing you from the game.
Great. Appreciate your comments and perspectives. So we had Jim WG, Managing Editor with Veterans Today, who joined us from Michigan, and also we had Adriel Cassanta, political analyst out of London.